there was a game that came out a few years back for the PlayStation consoles that was simple, beautiful, and haunting, with a sprawling scenery and an overwhelming sense of both scale and isolation. This game started you out by pointing you in the direction of your end goal, with nothing between you and it but the whole wide world. It's me, Tony T, for the Nerd of Godcast, and I'm talking about the game Journey. There was no dialogue, no real instructions, just a goal and a lot of ground to cover. Along the way, you experience sights that fill you with wonder. You encounter perilous conditions that fill you with anxiety. And sometimes, maybe, not always, you might see another traveler like yourself along the way, either in the distance or right up alongside of you. The game is online functional. It's connected to the internet, so this is an actual other player on the same quest as you. And along the way, they momentarily cross paths with you. So you and this other player, you can't really communicate with each other beyond just these little patterns of chimey singing. You can help each other by showing paths or activating switches, but you can't really hinder each other, and it's not really necessary for you to work together to complete any level. If you complete a section with your companion, you can advance to the next one together, otherwise you simply move on. Now, when playing online games, it's not unusual to see others wandering around, but in the context of this game, somehow, and it's hard to put your finger on it if you haven't played this game yourself, it really means something to share even a moment of your journey with someone else. The game is short, you can play through it in about 3 hours, but those brief encounters really do stick with you. In a second, I'm going to give you 3 Bible verses to consider, so grab a pen, you might want to write them down so you can look at them throughout the week. In real life, we as believers are all on this journey together as well. God is pursuing us, He's calling us, and leading us back to Him in Christ. And along the way, you're going to find yourself crossing paths, maybe momentarily, with others that are on the same quest. When your time together is over, will their moment with you be one that brings beauty and grace to their story, or one that hinders and frustrates? The Bible says in Hebrews 13, 1 and 2, "Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." Matthew 7:12 says, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Micah 6:8 says, "He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." So let's commit this week, in real life, to leave those who we encounter better than we find them, to be an encouragement to those that are on the journey with us, as well as those who've not yet found the path. And that is all the time we have for today. If you'd like to connect with us, we hang out across all the social media platforms at Nerd of Godcast, or you can check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated GIFs with you. If you want to hear more, you can listen to our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, we ain't got to go home, but we can't stay here.